Simple Genius by David Baldacci. Read by John Chancer.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. There are four acknowledged ways of meeting your maker. You can die by natural causes, including illness. You can die by accident. You can die by another's hand. And you can die by your own hand. However, if you live in Washington, D.C., there is a fifth way of kicking the bucket. The political death. It can spring from many sources. Frolicking in a public fountain with an exotic dancer who is not your wife. Stuffing bags of money in your pants when the payer unfortunately happens to be the FBI. Or covering up a bungled burglary when you call 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue home. Michelle Maxwell was currently stalking the pavement in the nation's capital. But because she wasn't a politician, that fifth choice of mortal exit was not available to her. In fact, the lady was focused only on getting so wasted she'd wake up the next morning with a chunk of her memory gone. There was much she wanted to forget. Much that she had to forget. Michelle crossed the street, pushed open the bullet-pocked door of the bar, and stepped inside. The smoke hit her first, some of it actually from cigarettes. The other aromas were rising off substances that kept the DEA jacked up and in business. Brain-piercing music crushed all other sounds and would provide an army of hearing specialists.